An ambush in Arizona. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police in Phoenix just confirming that a suspect opened fire more than once on officers responding to reports of gunfire at a home early today. Police Chief Jerry Williams telling reporters earlier,
"If I seem upset, I am. This is senseless. It doesn't need to happen. And it continues to happen over and over again."
Five officers were shot and wounded, including four who were trying to rescue an infant from a carrier placed outside after the first officer was shot. Four others were hit by shrapnel or ricocheting bullets. The suspect was later found dead in the home, along with a critically injured woman. The man charged in a deadly parade attack in Wisconsin, just appearing in court. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has this live.
Lisa, the attorney for Darryl Brooks Jr. answered to the 77 charges his client faces, including six counts of homicide and multiple counts of reckless endangerment.
"We've received a copy of the information. We'd waive formal reading, and we can enter pleas of not guilty this morning."
Brooks is accused of killing six people and hurting dozens of others when he drove an SUV through the Christmas parade in downtown Waukesha on November 21st. Now, Brooks remains in jail on $5 million bail. His attorneys have also asked for a change of venue in that case, but it's not clear when the motion will be considered. Lisa.
Thanks, Tanya. Deadline day in New York City for municipal workers to have COVID shots.
Roughly 3,000 employees were not vaccinated and could be terminated shortly. Sal Maida is a New York City firefighter, and he's one of them.
What this really is nothing less than extortion. We're being extorted to accept something that we don't care, we don't want, and we don't believe in, against our religious and our philosophical beliefs.
Those who filed for an exemption may also be fired later if their exemption request is denied. Maida notes the deadline is through Friday, so workers could still decide to comply with the mandate before then.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The government in Canada sends a message to protesters.
"We've heard you, and it's time to go."
Ontario Premier Doug Ford declaring a state of emergency nearly 2 weeks after the trucker-led Freedom Convoy began demonstrating in Ottawa against COVID mandates and restrictions, and more recently, blocking a key border crossing to Detroit.
"To the auto workers, truckers, and all those affected by the Ambassador Bridge closure, I say we will take whatever steps are necessary to ensure the borders reopen."
Also pledging to restore life and business to normal as soon as possible for residents, he says, have been under siege. Ford says most truckers already left, warning the rest they could face fines, jail, and losing their commercial license. A federal cybersecurity agency says a report claiming vulnerabilities in voting machines used by multiple states should not be made public until the agency has assessed and mitigated potential risks. That report has been under seal since July as part of a long-running lawsuit challenging Georgia's voting machines. The author says he identified severe security flaws that could enable bad actors to install malicious software in the Dominion voting system's machines. The U.S. Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency telling the court it will complete its review as quickly as possible. A movie theater subscription service is attempting a comeback.
MoviePass is making its return. Co-founder Stacy Spike says that the service, which allowed unlimited movie tickets for a monthly fee, will return sometime this summer. At one point, MoviePass had 3 million subscribers before shutting down in 2019 due to technical issues and pricing plans which impacted the sustainability of the service. Last year, Spikes bought back the company, bringing it out of bankruptcy to relaunch it.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman, Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.